Blake Corum was the featured back for the Rams offense during the 10th and final open practice of camp, looking agile and explosive by the team's own account, per Stu Jackson and Zach Edwards of Therams.com back on August 6th. He also reported to camp a lot leaner, per an NBC Sports Fantasy Player news item from August 1st, headline level. That is the sound of a promotion getting closer. It is still not the sound of one being announced. The June preview, for those hearing it fresh. Our claim was that Corum's efficiency was real. 5.1 yards a carry across 145 carries is not a small sample trick, but that his value depended entirely on the split with Kieran Williams moving toward even, and we refused to underwrite carries the staff had never assigned. The Rams had hinted at a bigger rotation for a third straight year without ever committing to it. Our watch item was the preseason backfield script, which we called the cheapest honest signal you can get about a staff's intentions. This week's supporting detail is fun and specific. Corum spent the offseason with his childhood trainer, Kevin Johnson, working on, in the trainer's words, the nervous system, training without shoes on, working your fast twitch muscles, and creating the stiff ankle, all aimed at letting him plant, cut, and burst quicker, per Therams.com. The bodywork matches the featured back turn. But the one thing we wanted, a game script, did not arrive. Saturday's coverage of the win at Kansas City centered on the quarterbacks, and none of the reporting we track gave a backfield read, with the starters sitting entirely. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. Everything about the buzz got louder, and nothing about the assignment changed. We do not round hints up into a roll. Next week, the checkable things are the ones we named in June, who opens drives 2 and 3 in the next preseason game, and whether Corum's receiving usage grows past a courtesy. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.